Hi there, I'm Steve Bolden. Welcome to another very exciting Community Connection. We've got several great guests in studio today. We have Jim Brace Thompson, and we have Diane Cook, who's president of this great organization. Jim, give us the name of the organization. Tell us who you are, what you do, and why you do it.
Okay, I'm Jim Brace Thompson with the Ventura Gem and Mineral Society, and I'm a past president of the association, and I've held various offices through the years. Currently hold the educational outreach and museum chair position.
Okay.
And our club is a group of rock hounds, basically people.
Not rock and roll hounds, but rock hounds.
That's correct.
Okay, yep, we got it.
There's a lot of people, confusion about that occasionally when we get people call up to want to be members. It's not that kind of rock. We're into rocks, minerals, fossils, and some people just collect them. Other people like to go out in the field and look for them. And then also other members like to do something with them. We have lapidary arts, make jewelry, for instance, like we have here on the
display. Now, this is good-looking stuff. This is good-looking stuff. Yeah. Hey, I wish this was television. This is radio. It's television without pictures, and these are good-looking things. Diane, tell us how you got involved, and what was your passion to get involved with rocks?
Well, I'm married to a geologist.
That's all good.
Yep, and he's been bringing rocks home for years, okay. And I found out you could take those rocks and make them into jewelry. And as soon as I found out you could make them into jewelry, I became interested.
Now, explain to our friends what is involved with this upcoming show. Now, the show is the 54th annual Ventura Gem Show at the Ventura County Fairgrounds on March 5th and 6th. It's fun for the entire family. You've been going since 1962. That's a long time. Dan, what can they expect if they attend the show?
Well, we have something for everybody. We have silent auctions. We have a kids' booth. So there's free things for the kids. There's spinning wheels. There's coloring contests. We have exhibits, which will show our hobby. It'll show fossils, minerals, lapidary. It'll show some of this beautiful stuff we have here today so they can see it in person. We have vendors, which will have rocks for sale. And then we also have a country store and a plant store. So over in our other building, they can buy just about anything there.
Yeah. And also we'll have, at the welcome booth, we'll have a spot for teachers. Anyone who comes with a certified teacher card or homeschooler parents that can come to the station where we'll have free educational packets and we'll give them all some free rock samples to choose from.
Now, this is a valuable thing for those especially who are homeschoolers or those who have very limited opportunity to learn about all this geology stuff and rocks and exciting things that are very important for their education. Speak to those who are homeschoolers, parents, grandparents of homeschooled children. Why should they get involved with this? Is this helpful for educational purposes?
Well, yeah, especially for kids really are into rocks. Up until about, I'd say, between second grade and sixth grade, kids tend to just naturally gravitate toward rocks. In fact, that's when I started bringing rocks home in my pockets, and my mom would get mad because she'd put them through the washing machine. But we provide a lot of educational research. We have a club museum. It's located in Ojai up near Camp Comfort off of the Route 33.
Okay.
And we have educational displays there that kids can learn about rocks. We have samples, free samples we can provide, and we frequently... Our museum is open by appointment only, since it's all run by volunteers. But for people that make advance appointments, we frequently had homeschoolers and other school groups come up and do a tour. And we'll give them activities and then give them a little goodie bag as well with some coloring pages, activity sheets, and sample rocks.
Now, you have a website, which I'm going to give. Folks, write this down if you'd like to know more. And start here. Don't call first. Go to the website first and get all the information. www.vgms.org. I'm going to give it to you again because you didn't write it down, and I'm going to give it to you again at the end of the show because you got to write it down to remember it. www.vgms.org. And the phone number, 805-312-VGMS, or you can dial the numbers if you like, 8467. I'll give it to you all over again with the numbers because that's the way my brain works. I'm old enough, I remember that there were names. Vulcan 36152, that was my number on 103rd Street in Cleveland when I was growing up.
Now I'm going to give you have just one phone number, too.
Way back, my grandparents had a number, 3511, and they had to pick up on the fourth ring. It was just, you know, that goes way back. No one today of our millennials understands anything about that. Okay, here's the phone number. Let's quit joking around here. 805-312-8467. Okay, you can take tours by appointment, so that's really important that they call because it's manned by volunteers. Why don't you discuss that a little bit more?
Yeah, what they do is they can contact us and we will make arrangements with one of our volunteers. Jim is the head chair, so if Jim can't do it, we get one of our other members to run the class, and we find out how many kids are coming, and we make the appointment up there and do a class, basically, like Jim was explaining. Wow.
And we usually will ask what they're specific interest in. Do they want to bring the kids in to learn about fossils? Do they want to learn about minerals, lapidary art? So we can tailor a presentation to them, and we have two rooms. One is, we call it the dinosaur room, with casts and some actual dinosaur fossils that we focus on California dinosaurs, and then a more general room that has an Ice Age California display and rocks and minerals of Southern California, and also, again, we can tailor the activities to what they might be studying with their kids at the moment.
Now, I think I am aware that you have an annual college scholarship for local geology and earth science students. That's exciting. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be doing the presentation at our show. We have a pre-show dinner the Friday before for all the volunteers and the people that are participating in the show. And we'll give a $500 scholarship, a year-long membership to our society, and a certificate that we'll be presenting at that dinner. It's for geology majors, whether they're in community college, four-year college, or even graduate programs, majoring in earth sciences, or if it might be someone in the arts, majoring in gemology and lapidary arts. So we'll make that presentation. We are giving two scholarships this year. One of our members in her 90s passed away, and her family established a second scholarship. So
we'll
be giving the Marie Hakey Memorial Scholarship in addition to our regular VGMS scholarship to Ted Brown from here in Ventura, grew up in Ventura, a local boy. And then the other person is
Sean
Curran from Santa Barbara City College, who grew up and was a local boy in Santa Barbara.
Now, do you do field trips for maybe homeschool students or people from any organization who would require and like a field trip, some programs, lapidary jewelry workshops? How does that work?
Okay, well, most of that is for members. We incur it because of liability concerns and whatnot.
Okay.
We're insured through the California Federation of Mineralogical Societies as a statewide umbrella organization.
Okay.
But visitors can come to a field trip. We just had one on Valentine's Day to Tahigas Beach, where you can find beach stones that can be cut and polished. Fossil whalebone washes up on the shore there. And some of these that I have on display here, these gemstones were collected in the Pala Gemstone District, where you can go to tourmaline mines and you pay a fee and you get to keep whatever you find there. So those are usually you need to sign up in advance. We have a spot on our website where you can log in and say if you're going to come to the field trip. The lapidary classes are, you do need to be a member.
Now, how do they become a member? Give them information. Alert, alert. Here's how you become a member and get in all the really good goodies. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, one thing would be, again, going back to what you said earlier, go to our website, www.vgms.org. And that has information about it. Usually we want you to attend two events. It can be a meeting. They could come to the show. That could be one event so that they know us and we get to know them. It's $20 for an individual or $30 for a family. And that can be a family of two. It can be a family of 30. And then they can come to our monthly meetings. They can come to and utilize our workshop space. You have to take a class on safety and basically make one what we call a cabochon, which is a small circular polished stone.
Okay.
So it takes you through all the steps of cutting a rock, polishing the rock, and being ready to set basically a rock into jewelry. And once they've taken that class, we have two workshops a month that they can come and Another member gives workshops on napping, where you take a piece of obsidian like this here and can make an arrowhead out of it. So we have certain classes that we've scheduled that people can come. But you have to be a member again to
okay, now alert grandparents and parents. If your grandchildren or children have interest in geology, this would be a very good thing for them to get involved with, in addition to their classes in public school or another Christian school or wherever they are. This is a great opportunity to expand educational opportunities, to learn a great deal about these good-looking rocks. Yeah, they're rocks, but they are interesting rocks, and they all have interesting geological stories behind how they developed and where they developed. And I know many of the students are interested in fossils, and fossils have become far and far more interesting to people who are trying to understand the fossil record and why we find fossils at the top of mountains that are seemingly from the sea and how we find them in other places around the world. It is a very interesting study. Talk about the finding of fossils, and are there some around here in our area that your excursions have found? Either one of you guys.
Yeah, actually, Ventura County as a whole is mostly fossils. It's mostly sedimentary rocks that were laid down from ocean beds and whatnot. To get the really good minerals, you have to go a little further afield, like to San Diego or Clear Creek up in San Benito County. There's or Jade Cove right up the coast. You can find beautiful jade. But in our area, there's fewer rocks like that. There aren't mineral deposits, but there are lots of fossil deposits. And we have field trips up in Somas behind a Christmas tree farm. There's a place where a cliff where you can get big fossil sand dollars that are about 4 inches across that is perfect for kids because they erode out. They're right on the surface. In Pine Mountain, there's more fossil sand dollars. Lots of places along the coast, you can find fossil whalebone washing in. So there's a lot of places here that will take local field trips. When we go further afield, it might be a weekend field trip that we would do.
Now, I want to talk about the actual event. The event is free. It's the 54th annual program that you have offered. Now, you're going to have a silent auction. What kind of stuff are you going to auction off? Stuff that's interesting, valuable. You don't want to miss this. Alert, alert. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
We will have all kinds of specimens. We're going to have cabochons. We're going to have rocks that actually are coming from areas that have been closed off that you can't get to anymore. And as we were discussing earlier, we have a silent auction guy who starts the bidding very low so you can get some really
good deals.
Bargain. Exactly.
And it usually goes in 1 hour cycles. They'll put out brand new stuff at the end of each hour, and it's everything from rough rock to beautiful crystals. And we will, in addition to regular rocks, he'll put out some primo materials, like there might be a big slab of petrified wood with a high polish on it that would be offered as well.
Okay, now I want you to get your calendar and mark these things down. Okay, March 5th and 6th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. The location is Ventura County Fairgrounds, 10 West Harbor Boulevard in Ventura, California. Now, there's a parking fee, but that has to do with just how you get your transportation, park your car, and then there's no entrance fee. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
But we want them to bid on the silent auction stuff because there's always too much month left at the end of the money.
Yep.
That's the way most nonprofits operate.
And in fact, instead of taking a fee, if you have kids, we actually give things to the kids when they come in at the welcome booth. We'll have a treasure chest, and they get to pick a free polished stone to keep with them.
That's really neat. Now, parents and grandparents, alert, alert. You've got kids that have some interest in rocks and bugs and fossils. This is a great event to come to because the event is free. They're going to get free stuff. Alert, alert, free stuff. Everybody's listening to WIIFM. What's in it for me? Well, free stuff. It's going to be very interesting for your children and grandchildren. And it's going to be a gem mineral fossil display like you've never seen before. This is probably the only one in the Ventura County area. Is that right?
Well, actually, there's a couple of others. Yep, there's actually three clubs within Ventura County. I mentioned earlier the California Federation of Mineralogical Societies.
Yes.
That's an umbrella group. And within California, there's 135 clubs or sort of chapters, you might call it. And within Ventura County, there's another club in Oxnard, the Oxnard Gem and Mineral Society, and one up in Thousand Oaks, the Caneo Gem and Mineral Club. And each of them have a show as well. The Caneo Club will be in April, their show up in Newbury Park. And the Oxnard Club is always in November with their show. But we've been at the same spot for 54 years here at Ventura Fairgrounds, the first weekend of March. We're knocking on wood that El Nino doesn't
interrupt us. Now, I'm looking at all these wonderful pictures of a show probably last year of the Gem Show. Great-looking facility, silent auctions, kids' activities, demonstrations of jewelry making. That's exciting for a lot of people who like to make their own stuff. And it's not junk. It's creative stuff. And it's better than what you get at Macy's or Nordstrom's or Saks Fifth Avenue. And some of it ends up in these marvelous department stores by designers who design stuff from this kind of interesting rock formations. Now, there's dealers going to be there, exhibits of rocks, minerals, and fossils. California dinosaurs display. Talk about that. A lot of kids, young people, have interest in dinosaurs. Either one of you guys.
Yeah, the California dinosaurs, a lot of people don't think of California when you think of dinosaurs. Right. You think of Wyoming and Montana and Utah.
And Jurassic Park.
Yeah. and that's because a lot of California was flooded at that point. In fact, California, especially the Central Valley, is fairly low-lying, so it doesn't take much to flood it. So at different times in the past, it has been flooded, and that's so the dinosaurs we find in California tend to have been washed in. They find them encrusted with barnacles and other marine creatures. But they have found them in about a dozen spots, and we'll have a whole display talking about California dinosaurs. The other thing folks don't know much about is the fact that we have California rock symbols, official state
really?
Rocks.
Really?
And we'll have a beautiful display of the California State gemstone Bonito White, which is a sapphire blue crystal that's only found here in California in one small spot. And a woman, Susie Harlow, from up in Hollister, is bringing down a display that her dad put together from minerals he collected back in the 1930s when he had to haul back in there with a mule to get the materials. So there's also going to be displays of our state fossil, state gem, state mineral, which is gold, which a lot of people like.
We like that. We like that one.
Yeah.
I think we're still saving that particular mineral. Now, let me just, for those who are just tuning in and you're wondering what this is all about, I'm speaking with Jim Brace Thompson and Diane Cook, who are from the Ventura Gem and Mineral Society, and there's a great show coming up. So let me just give you an overview, because you missed all this other good stuff. Gems, minerals, jewelry, and fossils will be on display at the 54th annual show of the Ventura Gem and Mineral Society. Where's it going to be? Ventura County Fairgrounds, 10 West Harbor Boulevard, Ventura, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and March 5th, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, March 6th. Here's what it includes. The show includes children's activities, making fun for the entire family. Admission is free. Did you get that? Free. We like the price. The admission is free. You're going to have to pay to park your car. That's all right. This annual show benefits the Ventura Gem and Mineral Society. It's a nonprofit educational organization encouraging interest in rocks, minerals, fossils, jewelry making via monthly lectures, workshops, and presentations at school throughout Ventura County. Now, I told you not to read anything, but I needed to read all this so they remember what it was all about. Now, we talked about all of this earlier, but if you missed anything, that's kind of the overview of what this show is all about. I want you to throw out a challenge to the homeschooler teachers, which are usually parents, or the Christian schools who are in our area. There are many of them. I've interviewed a number of principals in the last few weeks. Throw out a challenge to them to get involved with your organization to add to their educational opportunities, either one of you guys.
Well, one of the best ways I challenge them to come is a third Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to noon. We have a Pebble Pup class going on up in Ojai.
Okay.
You can find the website, the address on the website. So have them come up the third Saturday of any month from 10 a.m. to noon, and we can get them signed up to have their own tour, or bring your kids, your grandkids, and come up and learn about rocks. We have a schedule of what we teach each different month. but that would be a good start if they don't make it to our show next weekend.
And each of those classes, there'll be a different topic each month. The very first one was on fossils, and then there was one on mineral identification, and then there'll be one on the three rock types. So there'll be a different class, and there'll be hands-on activities for kids taking part. And at the end of each class, the kids will walk away, again, with some free specimens to help them build their own collections.
Free. Yeah. Everybody likes free. Say that again.
Yep, we are a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization, so we really take our mandate very seriously about providing resources and information and helping to pass along knowledge to the next generation. And you mentioned Pebble Pups.
Pebble Pups.
We call ourselves Rock Hounds, and so kids who are members of our club are referred to as Pebble Pups to go along with the Rock Hounds.
Okay. Let me ask you an important question, and we didn't talk about this before. Is there a place on your website where they can click and donate if they're parents or grandparents who have interest in geological studies? Is there a place to do that? If not, go to the website, get the address, mail in a check, because it is a nonprofit organization. And you're helping a lot of, especially younger people and millennials, to understand the value of these rocks, the fossils, all of this interesting stuff that will add to their education. We might even turn out a few geologists from this area, guys. What do you think?
That would be great.
We would love to see more so that we can give more scholarships out each year. So.
Scholarships are valuable. Now, I didn't ask you this, Jim. How did you get involved? What was the motivation in your life to get involved with this organization?
Oh, with this organization, well, I've always been a rock hound. Growing up in Illinois, they had lots of fossils in the gravel, and my parents said it was a wonder they didn't drive over me back in the car out, because I'd be out on my belly picking through the gravel in our driveway. So I've always had an interest in rocks and minerals, and I never realized there was this whole club scene with societies devoted to this until... I became a father myself and had kids and was looking for things to interest them, and I stumbled upon a rock show. At the time, we lived up in the Monterey area, and walked in, and the people were just super friendly. I have yet to find a bad rock hound. They're just good people.
They're people who like to learn.
That's right.
We should always be learners. We should always be readers. Readers are leaders, and if you don't read... shame on you. Yeah. Turn off those episodes of SpongeBob and Oprah reruns. That's not going to give you any hep, as they say in the South. You can get help and encouragement and be just so well educated. Now, talk about that third Saturday once again, then we're going to talk about the show.
The third Saturday of every month up in Ojai, we have a Pebble Pup meeting, which is for the children, anybody under the age of 15. And it's from 10 a.m. to noon, and we have a different subject every month. So bring the kids on up. You can be a guest, and then after that, we do ask you to become a member if you're going to continue to come. But it's a great place to start to see your kids' interest in the basically field of fossils, rocks, minerals, all of the different aspects that we do.
Now, because you married a geologist, you have to go along with this, because he's really interested in all of this great stuff.
Well, it's funny. I love jewelry. And as soon as I found out you can take those rocks and make them into some beautiful jewelry, I tend to like the minerals more.
Yes.
And he tends to like the fossils more.
Well, this has been a very interesting discussion. I'm Steve Bolt. This is a Community Connection. We are speaking with Jim Brace Thompson and Diane Cook, both very, very involved with this organization. Jim is Museum Educational Outreach Chair and past president, and Diane is the present president. Presidents are good things, aren't they? You get all this authority and power in a non-profit organization.
Yeah.
Well, we're grateful for you coming by and entrusting KDAR to publicize this event.
Well, we're thankful that you gave us the opportunity to get the word out. So.
Well, we always like to let our listeners know about everything that's wholesome and good and educational and of a spiritual nature, especially since we're a Christian radio station. And you guys have been so great to talk to, and... folks, you've learned some stuff by listening today, haven't you? Maybe you tuned in to learn a little more about something you didn't think you knew very much about. Well, you didn't know very much about geology, did you? But you've learned some now, and if you have children and grandchildren who have interest in this area, this will be a great thing. Now, I want to repeat, we're just almost out of time. 54th Annual Ventura Gem Show at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. Here are the dates. Check them on your calendar, March 5th and 6th. It's fun for the entire family, and it's a Ventura tradition since 1962. We're flat out of time. Thank you so much, guys, for being
with
us.
Thank you.